Hi everyone. So I guess the best place to start is by telling you all that this probably won't be under 3 minutes. I'm aware of the irony of using some of my time to tell you that, but I want to tell you it nonetheless. So there'll be multiple people probably listening to this now who will have asked me to do this at some point, and for one reason or another I haven't done it because I just put it off. I had something else to do, I had somewhere else to be. And Pete sent me a message, asked me to do it, and I thought, this is probably like the sixth time I've been asked, so it's probably about time that I sort of suck it up and do it, really. Now, the reason I've held off from doing it is because I sort of thought there's nothing to talk about, I didn't really have anything to say, nothing particularly important has happened in my life, and I didn't have anything inspirational to share. So upon reflection from that, I've discovered how wrong I am, and hopefully by the end of this, you'll think the same. So I'll start about a year ago, when I would say the first sort of miracle in my life happened amongst a few over the following year, up until now. I was doing my sort of third year at uni in my first semester, and this part isn't the miracle, by the way. I was diagnosed with anxiety, so I went to the doctors because I just knew something wasn't right. I studied psychology, so I definitely knew something wasn't right. And the doctor said, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. They gave me some tablets, but they said that this will just sort of subdue some of the symptoms, but you're going to need more help. And I thought, I've got absolutely no time to get more help. I was in my third year at uni, and I wanted to get a good grade, so all of my time was spent studying. And I'm very much somebody that this time last year I would say I had a very superficial relationship with God. I sort of prayed when I thought I needed something, and then when it didn't happen the following week, I stopped praying for it because I thought, well, that hasn't worked. And so, yeah, I thought, well, I may as well pray. There's no harm in it. I won't lose out. Because this was very much something that was taking over my life. It was crippling me in every way. I was awake until 5 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I was stimulated by so many worries and concerns that didn't really exist, but they did at least in my head. And there was nothing I could do about it. I felt completely powerless. And in that sort of moment, I say a moment, but it was over the course of months, I felt incredibly powerful because it was the first time that actually I felt empowered to put all of my trust in God, because I didn't really have any other choice. It was put all my trust in God or do nothing. And so obviously I went for the first option. And in January, so that was probably about in sort of November, October time, and in January, which is quite a short space of time, I was completely fine. And for anybody that's experienced any sort of mental health issues of that sort of calibre, a 3 month turnaround is pretty decent, especially with no effort on my part to seek any help apart from tablets. So that's the first miracle that I experienced. The second of which, fast forward over to the summer, when I went into a job in sales in Manchester because I just sort of wanted to experience something different. I'd just studied all my life and sort of wanted to try something different. I absolutely hated it. And it was still the right choice. I learned a lot from it. But I really didn't like it at all. And I prayed. I didn't know what to do. And I just prayed, what give me a sign as to what I should do, whether I should leave, whether I should stay and stick it out, will it all be fine? For anybody that's tried to sort of work in psychology, which is my passion, will know that it's an incredibly hard field to get into. And that was something that was massively a concern for me, because I was giving all my energy into this job in Manchester and I didn't have any energy to apply for these jobs that are so hard to get, it almost seemed pointless applying. And I just knew that I needed a sign, because I wasn't going to do it off my own back, as I've already said. I sort of pray to God when I sort of feel helpless and know that I have no other option. So I prayed to God and went on holiday to Portugal with the Bradleys, and sort of prayed to God over that time, because as anybody who's been sort of in a bad place, when you're in the moment, it doesn't catch up with you. But then when you go on holiday, take a break, it all catches up and you realise quite how much it's impacting you. But still, I wasn't prepared to just leave the job because without a sign, because I just thought I can't do it off my own back. I need to know that somebody's there looking out for me. So I prayed and prayed and prayed over the course of that holiday, and I went back to work on the Monday, and I was just praying for a sign that I should leave the job and it wasn't the right job for me. Later that day, I ended up in hospital with appendicitis, not able to move, again crippled by it and needing to have surgery to get it out of me, essentially. And I thought, if there's any sign that's good enough, it's one that puts you on your back for a few weeks and says you can't go and do that job even if you want to. And in that time, again, I kept praying and had that time to think. I don't think, obviously, God gave me appendicitis, but I think he gave me that time to think and gave me clarity of mind. I'd had surgery, but I was in and out in 48 hours. It was pretty amazing. But then I had 2 weeks to recover and think. It was just a lot of thinking time. And in that time, I decided to leave my job with nothing lined up. Now, I don't have the most outgoings in the world, but I still have some, and that was something that was really stressful for me, especially coming up to Christmas, and especially knowing in the back of my mind that I wouldn't be happy unless I got a job doing something related to psychology, more specifically mental health, although I wasn't picky. And so I left the job, and had no income and not a lot to do apart from job hunt, which whoever's had to sort of job hunt for over a significant sort of period of time, or what feels like a significant period of time, knows how demoralising it can be and how much it affects your self-esteem, because you're just constantly being told you don't have what it takes to get each job, or even your application isn't good enough, never mind, they don't even want to meet you. So, but I just kept praying, and at this point, it's important, I think, to reflect over that year before I come to an end with it, because ultimately, I've grown so much in my faith over all of those examples that I've given, and lots of other little things that I haven't spoken about. I've grown so much in my faith, which I think is a bigger thing to take away and a miracle in itself. A lot of people in here will have seen me come here from before I can even walk. And up until about 20, I've had very little to do with God outside of these sort of four walls, really. And I do feel like that's completely changed now. I don't just pray if I want something. I don't just sort of give the appearance that I'm a churchgoer, if you like, and there's a lot more to it than that now, which is just amazing, really. And I guess to finish the story, if you like, I applied for jobs, and I say it felt like a really long time. I think I broke it down the other day, it was less than a month, but it felt like 2 years. And I got an interview for a job that I went to, because I wasn't getting any interviews, because, you know, the sort of people you're up against, and these job sites would say, yeah, 200 people applied for this job. And so just the people I was up against, there was no hope. And so I went to this interview. It was an assistant psychologist position. And just thought, which, for those who don't know, is sort of the golden goose of what I could sort of get right now in terms of job. And I thought, well, why not? It's going to be a good experience. I've got the interview. May as well go for it and take as much as I can from it. And I went and was interviewed by a panel of three really lovely people, and I got a call the next day saying that there was just something about me, and that they didn't want to offer me the original position, but they wanted to create a role for me doing a very similar thing, so part assistant psychologist, part doing something a bit else, but also that's going to be amazing, or is amazing experience, because I'm already in the job. And I got that job, and I'm loving it. And yeah, I guess in the year, my life this time last year to now is completely changed, and the only thing that I can really attribute that to is God and an extreme growth in my relationship with God. So yeah, that's my story.